back, everyone, to the Red Dirt Road podcast on a Friday night here for myself. Might be listening to this on the day that it comes out, hopefully on a Monday. Been a little bit off on the schedule here and there, just being a little bit busy, but got a Friday night sesh right now. I actually ordered a pizza and I'm waiting on that, so you know what, why don't I just get one of these podcasts done here. I've been running a little bit behind, so actually released one today, so I might as well just get another one for this next week. I'm gonna be talking about on this Friday night here Dooley by the Dillards, which is a bluegrass band. And you know, I good question to ask me here is why. A little bit random, but you know, I thought that one of the members of the band had passed away recently. I must have gotten them mixed up with someone else. I don't think any of the members of the band had passed away recently. There's the original members: Douglas Dillard, Rodney Dillard, Dean Webb, and Mitchell Franklin. And they had some 2015 members and some sort of a reunion sort of a thing, or I don't know, something like that. And then they have 25 other members of the band in total that just were supporting cast. But none of them had really passed away real recently. Rodney Dillard actually still alive. He was born in 19... don't have it pulled up here. But he was born in the 40s. So he's actually the only living original member of this of the band, the Dillards. And they were a bluegrass band that started in Salem, Missouri in 1963. So, you know, I mean, he was a young guy when this all started. He was the youngest member of the band. And, you know, they first released music. Their first song was Dooley, actually released in 63. So they, you know, hit it off right away. And their first album was also released in 63, Back Porch Bluegrass. They, you know, they helped grow the genre of bluegrass in popularity because they were on the show, The Andy Griffith Show. And from 63 to 66, they were a hillbilly family called the Darling Family. Now, I used to watch The Andy Griffith Show with my grandpa here and there growing up. He lived right across from us and was, you know, a big fan of that show. I'm sure that I had seen them playing, I'm sure, on the TV at some point. I don't really remember that a whole lot. But, you know, they were, you know, a hillbilly family. And I think that, you know, it seems like they, you know, played some music, I think, on the show. But, you know, they kind of helped grow their popularity and just bluegrass in general back then with all of this. Their highest peaking single was in 1971, It's About Time, which peaked at number 92 on the Billboard Hot 100. So, you know, they don't have it listed as any country charts for their songs because they're not really country. So I don't know if there's a bluegrass chart or what, but Wikipedia just got the Hot 100. I was a little bit confused there because I thought, you know, number 92, that's not very high. But for the overall Billboard chart, that's pretty good. I was thinking for the country chart, that wouldn't really be that great. But that was their highest peaking single, excuse me. Their highest peaking album was in 1972, Roots and Branches, peaked at number 79. So this song, Dooley, never even got to the top 100. They were one of the first bluegrass groups to have electric instruments here and there. They influenced acts such as The Byrds, The Eagles, and Elton John. And their most recent release was actually, they actually had a new album. Now, I didn't really go back and look to see if, you know, they sort of, sometimes these bands have a new album, but really it's just, under a new name and they take old songs, or sometimes they cover their old songs. I'm not sure if that's it, but it Old Road New Again is the title of the album that they released in November of 2020. So I'm sure Rodney's on there and some other guys that they have in the band right now. A little bit about Dooley. This guy Rodney had said it's about the people the family knew in the Andy Griffith Show, I think he's talking about. So that's kind of what it's all about. 204 in length, and really it's about this guy named Dooley. They introduce in the first verse here. And, you know, by the way, go listen to the song. You know, you might not know who the Dillards are, but you probably, when you go back and listen to the song, you probably will know what it is. It's a real fast bluegrass song. But Dooley, you know, he's this man with his wife and two daughters, and basically the whole family helps make moonshine. And, you know, very, very synonymous with the bluegrass. And in the chorus, you learn that they, you know, live in a holler. He tried making a dollar. The second verse, you know, talking about the revenuers came for him, which is the agents of the U.S. Treasury responsible for enforcing the alcohol laws against illegal distilling and bootlegging of alcohol. So obviously moonshining. I'm not entirely sure how this situation went down, but basically it comes out. He comes out as a traitor and never lost his goods. So I don't know what happened. He seems to, it sounds like from the second verse that he basically rats out some other people. I'm guessing, I don't know how else he would be a traitor. Maybe he just rats out some other people and then keeps on moonshining, keeps his stuff. And then you got a chorus in the third verse, Dooley dies. And they said the men all cried and the women weren't sorry. So, you know, it probably has to do with, you know, he was selling his moonshine to the men. And, you know, the women probably didn't really care a whole lot for old Dooley. So that's the song. It's a real fun bluegrass song. It's a good sing-along type song. Fast pace, easy to pick up as far as, you know, just singing it. You know, this song definitely takes me back to a different time. I mean, it's definitely, you know, I mean, moonshining and all this sorts of things like that. It's definitely not a new bluegrass song. It's an old one. And, you know, I'm lucky to live in East Tennessee where bluegrass is definitely alive and well. I love it. I'm new to it, but I enjoy it. I mean, it's definitely an interesting thing. I definitely don't want it to go anywhere. So actually going to give a shout out right here since we're doing a bluegrass episode. Go check out Brand New Box of Matches is a bluegrass group that are based in East Tennessee, based, I would presume, in Knoxville or somewhere near Knoxville. And I watched them play and I thought that they were really good. Bought some of their merch. So go check them out if you're a bluegrass fan as well. They're on Spotify. So there you go. That's about it for the Dillards.